It's hot out today. Now let's see about you, beauty. What can I make with you? Sorry, shop's closed for today. If you have anything, you can write it down and leave it at the door. Do I know you? You look familiar. A customer, perhaps. No, a supplier. You're not the one who brought me this, are you? Some kid came up from the quarry the other day with a strange new material. It's quite shiny. Lots of different colors, but it is metallic. I'm curious to know what I can make from it. It seems strong. No, you're not him. He was more scrawny. And perhaps a bit shorter. Who are you, then? Of course. Forgive my... I can be a bit scatterbrained when I take on a new project. Of course, you are the new apprentice. I don't know if today's the best day for teaching. What do you make of this? Here. It's unlike any metal I've ever seen. You think so? Well then, by all means, stay. I may not be filling my typical orders, but perhaps you might have something to add. Well, I was going to process the ore. I hope that kid can find me some more. I'm very interested to see what tools and weapons I can create. I'd say there's enough here to at least make a dagger. Well, then we can test how useful it is. How sharp. How malleable. I'll be quite disappointed if it doesn't work out. Well, I would like to think I have a rather curious mind. I may be but a humble blacksmith, but I like to limit test. Experiment, if you will. I should inform you that many of my former apprentices... Well, we have not clicked well. They don't seem to appreciate my methods. I've all but given up on finding someone who truly has the passion that I do. Someone whom I can pass on my knowledge and... I tend to ramble as well. So, for the sake of transparency, you We will. Well, if you don't fit in, I will understand. What's this? Book. You're writing it. Oh, I see. It's more of a compendium of sorts. What are all these? Different materials. Not even just metals, either. Stones and glass. You've made a crystal knife. How interesting. You're different from all the others. The other apprentices I've had. They just sought the basics so that they could go make armor for an army somewhere. You and I, we seek to push the very limits, to create new things, to make discoveries. Well then, I suppose you won't mind joining me along this journey with this strange metal I've come across. I know little of its properties, but once I begin to work with it, hopefully it will expose more of itself to me. What lies deep within these druzy-covered caves. It's so pretty, I almost hate to melt it down. I wonder if it will keep its sheen and color. You must add it to your compendium. Make note of everything. Good. Then it's settled. This will not only be my pet project, but this will determine if you do, in fact, have what it takes to be my apprentice. If we can successfully create a weapon, and I like your findings and records, then I, of course, will be more than happy to teach you everything I know. Do we have a deal? Good. Why don't you tell me more about yourself? I mean, when did you start this, for instance? Your record? Not young. So then, you've always had a great interest for... I see. This... Oh. It is my most... sacred... creation. It's more ornate than useful, I suppose. Well, it would take a certain type of brute to wield it. It's a warhammer. You see here, the main portion here is made up of an amethyst-like crystal. Although it's quite a lot harder. More sturdy. That's why I've used it here for a weapon. It is stunning to look at, but quite heavy, I'm afraid. Oof. Well, you're stronger than you look. There was a time I could give it a few good swings, but I've been rather preoccupied. My studies, they keep me here. Not so much time for adventuring. Although it always was a dream of mine. To be a hero, I guess. But the Guild of Heroes is long gone. It's but a dream. So I continue my work here as a blacksmith, doing what I can. But I believe I asked you about yourself. You're kind. Encouraging my silly dream. My work is here. Who knows? Maybe if this material does turn out to hold some sort of magic, then I could pursue my dream and become a hero. But, my dear soon-to-be apprentice, we won't know. Unless we make a dagger, will we? So, how about we get to work? There is much work to do. Here, why don't you set your things down and I can show you your way around my forge. It's important that you get to know, well, how things work here specifically. Every forge is different. Have their own personality, if you will. Not really, of course, but don't tell her that. Well, because she's awfully fussy, of course. I swear. It must be a specific type of charcoal. Or she won't light. Is that not normal? Well, then I can't quite say. There's just something about my Katrina. Everything must be just so. But I am the best blacksmith in the entire kingdom, so it must be for a reason. Perhaps old Katrina might have something to do with it. No matter. Are you excited to start, my apprentice? Good. Good. Come. Feel her heat. She is wonderful, is she not? You must get to know her. Her flame will not submit to you. Will not allow you to forge. I have every faith, though, that the two of you will get along great. Her flames burn so brightly at your presence. Honestly, I could say the same thing about myself. I only meant because you and I click so well together and... never mind. Let me just squeeze past you here. I need to grab this. I'm sorry. I am. I am not flustered. Never mind. What is it we were discussing? The forge, yes. There are many things that I could teach you. What should we start with? Yes, what a lovely subject. Very hands-on. The thing is, have you gotten a physical within the last 6 months, or, well, it's just this particular subject. You must have a specific type of, yes, you know. Well, I'm sure you're fine, right? You want me to double check? I'm sure that isn't necessary. I believe you. You're... okay. Right, just... let me feel. No. There's no need to take off your shirt. I can just... Yeah. Okay. Yes. I think you're fine. Anyways... really? You insist that I must be sure. Are you... no. You're not flirting with me, are you? Right, of course not. No. I just... never mind. Stupid. So... right. Yes, go ahead and remove your shirt. I will perform the physical as... normal. Let's see. That looks fine, so... goodness. Nothing, just... you have a great clavicle? Oh, stupid. Never mind. Everything looks fine, so you can dress. What? What's this scar from then? Really? Yes. I can see why that would... so you do genuinely experiment then? You must not have heated it properly. Oh, this got you good. You do have a curious mind. I'll give you that. I've never met anyone else who understood just that. What I mean to say is, wait. What are you doing? I thought you said you weren't flirting with me. And now you're... I just want you to be straightforward with me. I don't... Is that right? It is true. I suppose our experimental specimens would not be so forthwith with their secrets. Why should you? Every time you say something intelligent, it makes me want to... Nothing. It's just, very attractive. That's all. I find you incredibly fascinating. I think you and I will, get along well. Oh? And what else would you like me to teach you? What? Oh. You're serious, aren't you? Deadly. Right, that's what I thought. Look. Why would you need me to teach you how to have... Surely someone as brilliant as yourself has in fact... Never. Not even... Huh. By choice, I assume. I see. No one ever seemed right. And I do seem right. Well, that is certainly interesting. Well, how should I instruct you? Goodness, you pick me up with ease. Here, place me on the table. Here. No. Stay where you are. Between my legs, like this. Well, this is a good starting position. You could kiss me, my face, neck, even here. And you have easy access to... Well... So this is a good starting position for you. What else? A can't see important things. You can gauge how ready I am based on the wetness here. Yes, I suppose it's already quite... I just can't help myself. You are so... Do you think that we could just... slide these off? There you go, darling. Gently. There you go. We mustn't forget about yours. Yes, you must take them off as well. How else do you think that we would... Oh my. Nothing. Are you ready? Of course you are. Oh, so eager, darling. Be patient. I'll put it in myself. Fuck. Wait, it's sliding in. That's how you know I'm eager for you. Fuck, it's so deep already. I'm gonna move, okay? Like, baby, just like that. You're learning so fast. You're hitting all the right spots. Wait, so don't. If you don't stop, I'm gonna... Wait. Are you sure this is your first time? Just that eager to please me. Is that right? Well, I applaud your enthusiasm, darling. As important as your pleasure is, it's equally as important to listen to your partner. All right? Even the littlest thing. Not just with words, but body language. I understand, no? Let's see. When I'm close, you could feel it, right? Exactly. So there's small indicators of what I'm actually feeling. Even if I don't say it. Let's try again. No, that's good. That's really good. No, it's good. It's there. Really good. Slow. There you go. If you just crank, you're gonna tire yourself out very quickly. And we won't be able to continue. You wanna continue to. Of course you do. See, you're keeping a good steady pace. And just like that. You made me come two times. You should be proud of yourself. You're learning quickly. But what about you? I'm gonna help you finish, okay? No. Not inside, silly. That's dangerous. How about between these? I notice you keep staring at them. Yeah. You like that? Of course you would. There you go. Just like that. I hope it's to your liking. New and exciting, isn't it? Careful. There you go. You're not getting close already, are you? There you go. You got it. It's okay. Let it all out. Oh my God. Goodness. What was... amazing. I think you have a lot to learn from me. In every sense of the word. And I'm looking forward to teaching you, my friend.